she was wearing.
Nizamim, era, by the nose, Nizamim, rings, v'tabois on the hand, and the rings she's wearing, is ma'virim imenu. We would take off the jewelry that she was wearing, kedei l'navlo, in order to make her look ugly. In other words, because if she looks ugly, she'll take away her gaiva, maybe then she'll go to admit that she really did this nus. V'yachakach, after we did all this, maybe chevel mitzri. We took a string from Mitzri. Rashi says, also mitzure dekel. It's made from the part of a palm tree, misavav hagodol, savav hadekel, v'korecholov. Like from the strands that grow around the palm tree. From that we made like a string. The koishra, we would tie the string, lamala midodeho, like around her dress, on top of her breast. Like we said before, because they used to rip her clothing. So in order that the dress should not fall off altogether, we used to tie the string around her, that at least the dress should still stay up. To call her roitza lirois ba lirois. Whoever wanted to come and see has a right to see. In other words, out to be manavala, to make her look ugly in the eyes of people, that she should go to admit if she did this nus. Chutz mi'avdeh v'shivchaseh. But we don't let her see her bring her own slaves, her own maids. That we don't bring in front of her. Mifnei shaliba gaspen. Because if she sees them, then she'll feel gospel like she has somebody lower than her. She'll be miskabera, so give her back strength, and she won't be maida. So we don't want her to see her own maid and her own slave. She should not feel as if she's something, like she owns something. So therefore we still want only break her heart, that maybe she should admit that she did this nus. V'chol ha-noshim mutaris l'roisa. Any lady there is allowed to see her. So Rashi asks, l'kam v'parach, l'ezi gemarzen yastakasho, v'atoni reisha kol ha-roisa liris baroya, v'afilu ha-noshim. First in Mishnah's mashma, whoever wants to see her has a right to come and see, even the men. And now it's mashma that only the noshim, only the ladies, have a right to come and see her. But it says, V'chol ha-noshim mutaris l'roisa. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'nivasru kol ha-noshim. V'lo yisiyaseno kizimaschena. Like all the noshim ladies who come and see how ugly, disgusting she is, despite her, in order that they should learn not to do like she did. So we bedasku want the noshim to come and see how his saita looks, in order that the noshim will be afraid and make sure that they do not become saitas. This is how we take care of a saita when we bring her up to the Beis HaMikdash. Yes. Tomorrow says now, Minoha Nimili. How do we know this? The first yisur of the Mishnah, that the lock of a saita has to be brought up to the bezin agod in Yishalayim, that you need a bezin of 71. How do we know this? So, Omer Rab Chia Bagamda, Omer Rab Yosi Bar Chanina, Asya Torah Torah, then Rab Gzera Shava Torah Torah. Siv Hoch, it says, will be in the Pasha of Saita, V'yosolo HaKoyin Eskol HaTorah. The Kohen has to do all these halakhas about a Saita. Uksiv Hosam, it says another Pasha, Al Pia Torah Shirucha. That's the Pasha. By Ezokin Mamre, if somebody goes and argues against the Bezin Agodol, that he's had the Zoynish. So that's over there, Ma Lahalan B'Shivim V'Yechud, Ezokin Mamre, somebody that argues against the Bezin Agodol, his Chayiv Misa, that's only where he argues against the Bezin of the Shivim V'Yechud, 71, the Bezin Agodol and Lishkas Agozis, by the Beis HaMikdash, is Afkan here also by Saito, she has to be brought up to the Bezin Agodol, B'Shivim V'Yechud. The Bezin Agodol in Yerushalayim of 71. Yes. That's the Zeru Shava of Torah. Rashi, the B'shivim V'yechod Asiv, Min HaMakim Ahu, Makim Miyuchad Dehainu Leshches HaGozis, She'afilu Motzen Avi Pagi V'himro Leyen, Yafilu Mnei Dien Amrosay Hamro, that the Zokin Mamre is not Chayiv only if he argues against them when there's 71 Bezdin in the Leshches HaGozis. Then the Mishnah says, "Umaymin oleho." So we have to try and scare her. We have to try and make it that maybe she should agree that she did this nus. Uriminu avakasha. It says, "Kiderech shemaymin oleho shaloi tishta." The same way we scare her that she should not drink, kach maymin oleho shatishta. The same way we scare her that she should drink. That means sometimes adarabba, we talk her into bedavka, tell her go and drink the mayamarim.
Oymim lo, we tell a biti, em boru lecho hadover shetoyrat, if you're so sure that you are taught that you did not live with the man, amodi abarecha, stand on your, hold your own. Be strong. Ushasei, and drink the mayamorim. Lufi shein mayim amorim doimim elalasam. Because this mayamorim, the bitter water, is only like a sam, like a medicine, like a sieve. Yovish, like a dried out sieve. Shemunacha bosachai. That it's upon a live skin. So it depends. Im yeshomako mechalcha v'yurit. If it's poison sieve, if there's a wound there, an open wound, so then the sieve will go into the wound and give problems and make it bad, kill you. The yer will go into you. Mashenkin ain't sure makam. If there's no makam there, then the sieve can't go into the wound. And the mayakulam won't do any harm to you at all. So same thing also, if you're a saitiv, you say that you were tor, like you did not do this nus, so then the water won't harm you. So therefore we would ask to tell her, don't be afraid and go and drink the water. Skirtsastira. Our Mishnah says we scare her to tell her not to drink the Mehamorim, go admit it, and there we talk her into it, no, just the opposite. If you say that you're Torah, hold to your own, and go and drink the Mehamorim. So, Chortzestira, do we tell her to drink it, or don't we tell her to drink it? So, my answer is Lakashia. Kan Koidim Sheninchoko Megillah, Kan Liacha Sheninchoko Megillah. That if they already put the Megillah Saita, like we'll see later on, they used to write down the Parsha of Saita, and with Hashem's name on it, and put it into the water, and that would cause Hashem's name to be erased. So if they did it already, if they already put the Megillah into the water, so Hashem's name was already erased, so now there's no reason to tell her not to drink it. Adarabba. Now we should tell her, go ahead and drink the Me'amorim. Like if you say a Torah, very good, then the water won't do anything to you. Just the opposite. The water then will give you a bracha. But that's what our Mishnah says, we try and talk her out of drinking the Mehamorim. That means before we put the Megillah into the Mehamorim, before we went to go to cause Hashem's name to be erased. So before we do that, we try and stop her not to do it. So therefore, before we put the Megillah in the water, we try and talk her out of drinking it. We try and talk her into admitting that she did business. All right, turn over. Tana Rabbanim, not like this. The Brisa says, Oyme lefoneho dvorim shel hagoda. The Mishnah says, we tell her over things that really is not fit for her to hear, and a mishpacha to hear, but still we tell her over to her that maybe she'll admit because of these things. What do we say to her? We tell her hagoda umaisim shiro b'ksuvim horishonim. We tell her over things that say in the ksuvim what happened to the tzaddikim. Kegoin asher chachomim yagidu lechichu. That the Chomim tell over things, they don't hold it back, they don't lie. Me'avoysam. What does that mean? Yehuda hoyd of loyboish. Yehuda admitted to Tamar that he was the one, and he wasn't embarrassed. Mahoya soifai. What happened to the end of Yehuda? Noicho chayyulam abo. He was noicho the chayyulam abo. So you see, if you admit that you did something wrong, you'll only gain on the deal. So therefore we try and tell the satellite to admit that you did this nus. Reuven was also hoyde v'leibosh. Reuven also admitted and was not embarrassed. That he did that by the chet by his father, by Yisui Yolov. Right, so Yehuda hoyde v'leibosh. Ma Yisayf, what happened at the end of Yehuda? Nochol chayilam aboy, was there for the chayilam abo. O ma scharim, what was the schar for Reuven? For the Mara, my scharim, could I'm reading, we just said what the schar is. That he was there for the chayilam abo. What was the reward even in this world? That they were zeicha to have their Yerusha and no zar went over. And that was part of the Shabbat Moshe Lebrachim when Moshe gave them the bracha. So they were zeicha for bracha even in this world. Gemara says now, Bishleim Yehuda askecha on the Yodi. The Pesukim say clearly that Yehuda admitted that he was the one that lived with Tamar. The Yehuda saw that it was Tamar, and she says she's the biggest tzaddikus than me, because she did not want to accuse me, so Yehuda admitted. Where do we see that Reuven admitted what he did wrong? So Mara says, the Yomer Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yechanan, what does the Pasuk say? Yechi Reuven v'yal Yomis, Reuven shall live and not die. Then the Pasuk says right away, V'zois le Yehuda. So kol oil means like this, that kol oisin shonin, sho yisro ban midbar, all the years that Klaius was in the midbar, ho yatzmaisa sho Yehuda, migugolim biyaron, that Yehuda's bones were like moving around in the yaron, but he was like benidui, that he told his father he'll take care of Binyamin. So because of that, he was a nidui like. So his bones were shaking around. Achomna Moshe, till Moshe finally stood up, a bikash of rachmin, who was mespalo for Yehuda. Omolafonov, that Moshe said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Migoram LeYehuda Shehoida, who caused Reuven to admit that he did the Aveira? Yehuda, it was Yehuda. That's the pasuk v'zayis LeYehuda. It's because of Yehuda that Reuven admitted. So from here we see that fact is true, that Reuven admitted it. Miyad, right away the pasuk says, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Kol Yehuda. That means all of Ereel Lashofa, all his bones, as they form, went into the right sockets. But v'lohoi koi malin le'el masifti rikiyah. They still did not let Yehuda go into the yeshiva upstairs. So the pasuk says, V'yalam of tibiyenu. That let him come into his amami, let him go into the masifti rikiyah. But even though he was admitted to the yeshiva upstairs, he couldn't understand with the conversation there. Badi Rabbanin with Rabbanin. Therefore, Yodav Ravlin, the pasuk says, no, that he was able to understand the conversation there. But still, whatever Yehuda would say there, they wouldn't accept it. He wasn't saying, oh, v'halocho, alibud hilchaso, the real maskana. So finally, the pasuk says, "V'yezim mitzorav tia," that it should be able to be helped, that even what Yehuda says should also be accepted in the receipt of the rikia. But akol ponim, we see here Reuven admitted. For the Gemara, Bishlam Yehuda diyaydi kiyechud latis of Tamar. We understand why Yehuda admitted his avera in order that Tamar should not be burnt. That there, the pshat was they thought Tamar has nus with somebody else that he's supposed to be burnt. So therefore, Yehuda admitted to save Tamar. El Reuven lo malei di yodi. How come Reuven admitted the chet that he did? Hai v'omer Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says, Chotzef alai ba Yisrael demafrit chetoy. Like it's not nice for a Jew to go and explain, to speak out his chetoyim. Like Rashi says the Rav in front of people. Nir Rav Sheshet nichla bedover. It looks like it doesn't bother you the fact you did an Aveira. It doesn't bother you. That's why you say you did the Aveira. So here you see it's not nice for somebody to admit if he doesn't have to. Sakam Yehuda Reuven admitted publicly. So Marin says, "Ki heichid lo lechshedu achvuha," that he did not want that the other brothers should have, that people should think that maybe the other brothers had to do with his avera. So therefore, he admitted it, but rather to say it's only me that he did the avera. His brothers had nothing at all to do with that avera. Well, Rashi says, "Lo yiyu shar ochiv nechshodem yaviyam." Yeah, you're right. Now the Gemara says, Imamra Tmeya, if she says that she's Tmeya, so Mishnah says what? We like write a shayver. We give the husband a receipt that he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Shamat mino kaisvin shayver. From our Mishnah is a proof that you write receipts. And sometimes we say you don't have to write a receipt, but rather rip up the shtar. So Gemara says, Omra baya toni makrois. Means no, we rip up the ksuba itself. Omale rova vo shaveras katona. No, it says a receipt. Hello, my rabbi. The mokim shen kaisvin ksuba askinun. Our Mishnah is talking about places that they don't write a ksuba. If you don't write a ksuba, so then any time Isha can always come to collect a ksuba. How does the husband have a proof to say that I paid up my ksuba? Only if they write a receipt. So in such a place where metchila they don't write ksubas, they just say that after tonight they're in. So the only way you could prove yourself to say that it was paid up already is if you write a receipt. That's why our Mishnah says we have to write the husband a receipt as if to say he paid up, which really means he doesn't have to pay up. In fact, if Imam Ratorani, but let's say she says she's Tor, no, she didn't do anything wrong, then Malinani, Malin, Oysa Lashari Mizruch. The Torani, Malin, Oysa Lashari Mizruch. They brought her up to the Shari Mizruch. Fredding Mar, Malin, Oysa, they brought her up, Hosan Kain.